Today is August 4th. I have lost pretty much all communications with everyone. The whole western side of our Brotherhood of Steel units are pretty much gone. Wainwright, they found us. Elder Brody's missing. He and about 6 out of the 13 Band of Unity members were taken. Sentinel Atlas was killed along with our Paladin Lord and one of our head paladins. They were, you could probably find their dead bodies, just at our former base. Or one of our. So the remaining Brotherhood of Steel were in Alaska. We're probably about 7 miles away from Wainwright, held up in a large cave. There's about 200 or so, maybe almost 300, that we're hanging out. We're going to be trying to wait out the whole invasion, but we have made contact with Allied forces, and we are getting together to fight off said alien invaders. So, if you are a part of the Brotherhood of Steel, I beg of you, we need to take down this threat. We need to rescue High Elder Brody. He's been missing. He was taken along with the Waste Walker. And, well, obviously, like I said, 6 of the Band of Unity. They were taken by one of their ships. We were able to take down 3 of their tanks because of the Waste Walker, but they came in with reinforcements, and, well, they abducted maybe over 40 of our people. They came in hard and fast. And while the rest of our crew are either A, killed, or they're here with me. This is just a temporary broadcast. I'm broadcasting to our broadcasting tower back at our former base. That's why I'm still able to reach out to as many people as I can. You know what I'm saying? So, again, that emergency broadcast is still active. Stay out of Alaska. We don't even know where these little green people are going to attack next. So, I beg of you, stay out of Alaska. We are putting it under military, not really quarantine, but lockdown. And, well, we pretty much have our units that are around on the border. We're keeping anyone from coming in. Unless the reinforcements of our military cause. Again, the rationing project is, well, fallen at the moment. The 4,000 that we had, that's all you guys can buy at the moment. So, I guess that kind of defeats the whole purpose of the relief. The newspaper is down. Our money system's down. Our water plant's still active. We do have a refugee area up there. Mostly civilians. They haven't attacked there. Possibly because we have no way to communicate with any of our other forces out there. Other than by foot or horse. Or vertebrate, but most of our little stingray pilots, or stingrays itself, well, they're gone. Out of the 50 or so that we had, about 30 were destroyed. The remaining of us are scattered throughout Alaska. Again, this is a Brotherhood of Steel lockdown for Alaska itself. I advise you to stay away. We might use lethal force. We might not. We need to save as much ammo as we can. We have no communications with our military silo units, so everyone that is there, well, we have no communication with them. We, our units that are at the vault that we discovered are still present. They're still alive. They are at the moment going to close up that said vault. The only way to communicate them is via radio transmission, so they might be hearing me at the moment. If not, then again, that's if not. So, emergency broadcast still in effect. High Elder Brody's, he's missing. Elder Forkwin may take this opportunity to attack once the Zetans, or whatever they're called, that's what we're calling them, in fact, do leave after they, you know, kind of asserted their dominance over us. Because, well, they got their little green friends back. And, well, they took our leader. So I think Forkwin might come in and use his forces to kind of take over Alaska. We are getting aid from the Steel Spartans and the NCR, the Transit Government America, the Minuteman. Our units that are from that are in Michigan are still remaining in Michigan. We have not chosen to recall them. We need to kind of like continue to establish our presence in Michigan and Ohio, Wisconsin, places like that, California. We need to kind of like establish ourselves because, well, a lot of the places that were there in those cities or country or those states, well, they're obviously not around anymore for the most part. The Minnesota Brotherhood of Steel, well, they control Minnesota, Washington State, Oregon. They control places there. So they have their own governmental system in place. Again, I repeat, do not enter Alaska or Minnesota, Washington State, or Oregon. All those places are, you should not go to. Sorry to say, but so far the Alaskan and Steel has fallen for now. We still have, out of our over 2,000 members, about 400 or almost 500 were killed. The remaining are scattered across, and we're still getting new members as I go. Again, be sure to join up in your Brotherhood of Steel, any in your encampment, unless they're run by Elder Forkwin or some other elder that does not follow what Elder Lion's ideals. The Band of Unity is still there. We may have lost 9 members, but the remaining are still here and still strong. General Reeves is the highest ranking member at the moment, so he is running the current Alaskan Brotherhood of Steel for now. So, that's pretty much just an update for you. We are still strong. We are still powerful. We still have our nuclear silos that are in Alaska. We still control. We still are friends with all of our allies. We may have lost a couple bases. We may have lost the best leader we've got. But by God, we will fight back. And those Zetan bastards are gonna get it. All depends on whether or not you're gonna join us, the Steel Spartans, the Transit Government of America, the New Washington Enclave, the NCR, the Minutemen, us, and taking the fight to those little bastards. They have controlled the whole mountain range, and that a lot of the mountain ranges in Alaska. You can find them there. Wainwright completely overrun. We have lost, out of all of our civilian farmers, we have lost over 100. Out of the over 3,000 that we were protecting. And we've also had numerous abducted or killed due to diseases. But we are still holding strong. We're still holding fast. We will kick those little green and bastards right up in the arse. Excuse my language. This is Inquisitor Foreman. August 4th, 2297. The Brotherhood of Steel is coming back. That's all I have to say.